Lord, quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in faith, as Jesus led his disciples, so lead us, your children, today. Please be seated. Yesterday, I posted a picture on social media of a colonial preacher in the pulpit. And the caption said, "There's a fine line between a long sermon and a hostage situation." I can guarantee you this sermon will be neither. When I write my sermons, I read the scriptures several times, and the good news usually shows itself to me. However, in the story of the death of John the Baptist, it's hard to find any good news. There's not even a quote from Jesus that I can rely on. We find very familiar images in today's gospel. Images that have been turned into movies, artwork depicting Herod's daughters dancing, John the Baptist's head on a platter, and even the evilness of Herod. How could there be any good news in the midst of all of that gore and garishness and murder? One word stuck out to me as I was reading the scripture. Mark tells us that Herod liked and feared John, and Herod thought that John was a righteous and holy man. But John criticized Herod's wife for marrying her brother-in-law, and she wanted him dead. The word that stuck out to me was perplexed. What a great word. It could mean so many things: confused, confounded, baffled, bewildered, puzzled. We're told that Herod heard John, and he was perplexed. And yet Herod liked to listen to him. I was perplexed by the oath Herod gave to his daughter. It must have been one heck of a dance. But if I were to put myself into Herod's shoes for a moment, I can begin to see the web of opposing relationships that Herod is in. Herod wants to keep his wife happy. Herod thought that if he could get John off the street and stop him from bad-mouthing his wife, that would satisfy his wife. But nevertheless, she wanted him dead. But Herod doesn't want to kill a righteous and holy man. Herod wants to be seen as generous to his friends and courtiers, and he wants to show his power to his kingdom. Herod is shocked by Salome's request, but he doesn't want to show his party guests that he can't keep his word. Basically, Herod wants to please everyone and also keep his integrity at the same time. Herod is being pulled in many, many different directions. Have you ever found yourself in a similar situation where your decisions affect different people and groups differently? How often have you felt no matter what your decision is, somebody's not going to be happy? Some decisions are big, and some are small. Do I ask to take the time off from work so that I can be with my to go to an important event? Do I put my family before work? Whom should I be friends with? Do I stand up to protesters even though it puts me in harm's way? Should I follow my dreams or take the safe job? Should I post this political cartoon on social media? Should I be nice to the obnoxious man in accounting? What candidate should I vote for? Or, on a bigger scale, should I support national defense or global health? Should we have strong borders and follow the rule of law, or be compassionate to refugees that need a safe haven? We are all faced with these decisions every day. In the scripture, Herod is given an opportunity to keep his wife happy and let her have her revenge on John the Baptist and save face with his friends, or an opportunity to choose grace and do what he knows is right, even though the decision will surely upset his loved ones. Herod needs to make a choice to accept grace and stand up for what he knows is the right thing to do, or to throw away the grace and satisfy the people around him at the expense of his conscience. We are given the same opportunity for grace in the decisions that we make. And perhaps that's the good news in this gospel. I'm not saying that doing the right thing is easy or comfortable, but that is where the grace of God comes into play. I know I try to make things simple, to simplify things. My wife and I were talking yesterday about the decisions other people make and the decisions that we make. And I said it's simple. Do you remember those little bracelets that said WWJD, or "What Would Jesus Do" stamped on them? I said, while this is a simple litmus test, it could apply to me or to you or even our government. With almost any decision we face, the grace of God comes in the form of that simple question: what would Jesus do? Now, I am far from Christ-like, but I try to be. When I reject the grace of God and do what is the expedient thing instead of what is the right thing, my conscience lets me know about it almost immediately. Herod chose to do the expedient thing instead of the right thing. He chose to reject the opportunity of grace, and Herod served the head of John the Baptist on a platter instead. This week I ask you to ask yourselves two simple questions. Before you make any decisions, ask yourself, is this to protect me, or is this what Jesus would do? And the second thing is, what are you willing to serve up on a platter? Your word? Time with your family? Your faith? The guy in accounting? I'd like to close with the words from this morning's collect. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have the grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.